Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
It's Hot 937, hot937.com.
So it's the Ish You Missed. So a new survey found the average American will spend $28,766 on snacks in their life. Sweet snacks are slightly more popular than salty. So they found that they spend like $9.22 a week on snacks, which seems like a pretty conservative estimate. It adds up to $479 a year or $28,766 over the course of your entire adult life. The survey also looked at the snacking preferences and found sweet snacks slightly more popular than salty. 37% say they prefer sweet stuff compared to 34% who said salty. Apparently split. But what did you have from the machine this morning? Salty, right?
I had everything was salty.
What did you have? Doritos?
The Doritos.
Mm. I'm such a snacker, but sweets all day,
chips.
Every day.
Yeah. Potato chips. I'm like addicted. 2019 is going out with a wig snatching bang. Could you believe that Janet Jackson honored Queen Riri? Wow. I love Rihanna at the Star-Studded Fashion Awards in London.
Amazing.
Like, I'm sure Janet already got one. Right. Like, that's what I'm thinking. Like, Janet already got one, so now she's just passing
Rihanna's
on the torch.
No, but Rihanna's just doing it.
I know.
Like,
Fenty.
She is
everything.
Iconic.
She Fenty, really is.
And
Fenty.
Even to hear someone say yesterday that the Victoria's Secret's, like, whole fashion, whatever.
Changed thing. Because of Fenty.
Because of
Rihanna. Yeah.
Yeah, because Fenty is just Rihanna. Riri, just the level up is real.
You don't play with Rihanna.
Go Riri.
Don't.
All right, guys. So also, I don't know if you guys know, but Bad Baby, Catch Me Outside Girl, right? She changed up her hairstyle. She's rocking box braids. I think they look cute, but she's receiving so much backlash.
So did Kim Kardashian when she did that, remember?
Right, you know, about cultural appropriation, everything. So she went on to her Instagram. You know how she is. She airs everybody out. She don't care. No filter. So she wrote about how, you know, other women get weaves and, like, you know, Brazilian textured hair that's clearly not their hair, and no one says anything, and that's a fair point. It's a fair point. It really is. I get both sides, but at the end of the day, like, it's some hair. And we all buy our hair, so.
It is what it is.
Don't matter.
We talked about yesterday, Simon Cowell and Gabrielle Union. Well, Simon's vinging in the lawyers after Gabrielle Union alleges racism and sexism on the set of AGT.
Yeah, and
the lawyers are coming in.
And NBC is going to be talking to her.
Yeah, they're going to her,
They're going to her and talking to Gabrielle because it's a real deal. And now Sharon Osbourne has come forward by saying it is a boys' club and we got paid less. We women got paid less.
Good. So here we go.
I'm glad she's speaking up on
that. Hells yeah, and that is the Ish You Missed.